We've helped more than 75 individuals in our valley attending free physical therapy from anywhere from 1 hour to 1.5 hours, 2 to 3 times a week. And our clients range in ages from 3 years to 79 years old. And so that's what also makes us unique, is that we are truly gifting mobility. We bypass the medical system. We don't have to bill for insurance. This is all gifted. It's a charitably funded program. And because people are able to show up every week and they don't have to worry about the financials behind it, they're accessing cutting-edge technology. They're getting physical therapy. They're getting training, but they're also improving. We're actually getting results with our program, and we're reducing secondary complications often associated with paralysis.
You have been selected as one of CNN's top 10 heroes of 2018. Congratulations.
It's just such an honor to be one of the top 10 and to be on this journey.
This is sort of a competition, right, where you could potentially win $100,000 for Bridging Bionics Foundation. What do you plan to do if you win with that money?
What we would do with the $100,000 is that we would realize our goal of gifting 1,333 mobility sessions. I'm a constant fundraiser, but I can't help but think of the bigger picture and how I have the potential to realize a greater vision of making healthcare affordable, with advanced technologies being accessible so that every person with a mobility impairment has a chance at a better quality of life.
And so for people to support you in this endeavor, they can do voting online, right? It's pretty simple.
Yes, we have the opportunity every day to vote, and we can vote up to 10 times a day. And again, if we win CNN Hero of the Year, we will get $100,000 for the program. And the announcement will be made on December 9th on a live broadcast.
Congratulations once again, Amanda Boxtel, Executive Director of Bridging Bionics, based here in the Roaring Fork Valley, and a contender, one of the top 10 of 2018 CNN Heroes.
Thank you, Riley. I appreciate it. And together as a community, we have the potential to do this. And while it is about Bridging Bionics and securing the vote, it's also putting our valley and the Roaring Fork Valley and our community on the map. So we're one of the top 10 contenders around the globe. So let's do this. And I appreciate everybody's support, and especially your support with the radio. Thank you.